Oh, hi, George. Hello, Mother Jefferson.
Where you been, woman?
What's wrong with you?
Answer my question.
I don't know where she was, but I know where she wasn't.
Mother Jefferson, the theater. I forgot. I owe you an apology.
Never mind her apology. What about my explanation?
I've never been able to explain you.
Look, let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. I want to know where you've been. Just answer that. Where have you been?
George, keep your voice down.
Why?
So you can hear me.
All I want to hear from you is where you've been.
Well, you ain't going to hear nothing because I'm through talking.
So am I.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American stage and television actress Isabel Sanford, born in 1917 in Harlem, New York. She is best remembered for her role as Louise Wheezy Jefferson on the CBS television sitcoms All in the Family and The Jeffersons. She was the youngest of seven children, but was the only one to survive beyond infancy. As a teenager, she aspired to be an actress, but her mother discouraged her dream, calling show business the road to degradation. She disregarded her mother's advice and, behind her mother's back, began performing at local clubs and at amateur night at the Apollo Theater. After graduating from high school, she joined Harlem's American Negro Theater and the Star Players and made her professional stage debut in 1946. She appeared after that in several off-Broadway productions while working as a key punch operator at IBM. Afterward, she relocated to California and joined the national production of Here Today by actress Tallulah Bankhead. And in 1965, she made her Broadway debut in James Baldwin's The Amen Corner, which led to her being cast in her 1967 film debut, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, playing the maid Tilly Banks in the film, which earned her very good reviews. The same year, she also had a stint as a supporting cast member in The Carol Burnett Show. She soon caught the attention of major Hollywood players, including producer and writer Norman Lear, who cast her for the role of Louise Jefferson in All in the Family with actor Sherman Hemsley, portraying her husband despite being 20 years younger. She was nominated for a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for her work on The Jeffersons, and in 1981, she became the first African-American woman to win the Emmy in that category. She also received 5 Golden Globe nominations for her work in The Jeffersons. When the program was canceled in 1985, she continued her career with guest starring roles in television and film. In the 1990s, she primarily appeared in television guest appearances and cameo shots in movies. She was featured on television's Dream On, Living Single, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, In the House, and The Steve Harvey Show. During the mid-1990s, she reprised her role as Louise Jefferson in a touring company version called The Real Live Jeffersons, a stage show, alongside Sherman Hemsley. She and Hemsley also made cameo appearances in films such as Sprung Mafia in 1997 and 2 episodes of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They also appeared in a series of advertisements for Denny's and Old Navy. In September 2003, she underwent surgery on an artery in her neck. In the following months, her health steadily declined and she died of cardiopulmonary arrest and heart disease in Los Angeles in 2004 at age 86. That same year, she won the TV Land Award for the Favorite Cantankerous Couple, an honor she shared with Sherman Hemsley, of course, and she received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for her contributions to television. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 29th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.